Today FM's Last Word on Tech with Matt Cooper.
It's time for Tech Tuesday. Andy O'Donoghue is with us. We have another guest I'll introduce in a moment. But Andy, we're going to talk about e-scooters again, because I have to say now, I'm utterly confused as to whether you can use these on the roads or not. Because of a story in the Irish Examiner about a court case in Ennis County Clare where a Polish man had his e-scooter seized by Gardaí and destroyed, and he was convicted of driving the vehicle without insurance. Is it a requirement to have insurance to drive an e-scooter?
Matt, I know this, you know, it sounds puzzling. However, the fact is that you can't technically use your scooter on the public road because it's classed, I suppose, as a powered vehicle. And as a result, it needs insurance, it needs car tax, and you need a license to use it. However, scooters don't meet the criteria to be insured in that way. And for how would they be licensed? And so as a result, they are in this really strange grey area. And that was a very tough story on that young man in Ennis whose scooter, which was an expensive scooter, was seized and was destroyed. And I think he was distributing CVs, he said at the time. And it was a really tough break for him. However, it does show that the sooner we get the legislation that will make these scooters, that brings them into a regulatory framework, the sooner the better, Matt.
But does that mean until we actually have the regulations or laws in place, and I think there is draft legislation in place, that you might be safer off not buying one of these for fear that it could be confiscated from you and destroyed?
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, there are great scooters that you can buy at the minute. And all of us, to be honest, every single day I see somebody often whizzing by me on the footpath, but usually very sensibly in the bike lane with a high-vis vest on and a helmet, using them in a very responsible way. But it appears using them illegally, though.
And are a lot of people going up on footpaths with them? Is that allowed?
That is not allowed either. And under the new legislation, interestingly, it does appear that footpath use will be allowed, but at a reduced speed. At the moment, though, I mean, we do see them in the cycle lanes. And, you know, I've heard comments from people before who said that they have been stopped by the guards. But because they have a helmet on and a high-vis jacket, you know, they've been spoken to and, you know, they continue commuting with them. And I think it's also very tough on the guards to implement, you know, what isn't a law at the moment.
But that sounds like, Andy, it all depends on whether the Gardaí like the cut of your jib and whether you're respectful enough in having a conversation as to whether they'll let you go on your way or whether they'll take the thing off you.
Yeah, well, I think you're right. I think they are probably very subjective encounters, Matt. And, you know, I imagine when asked, the guards would say that, you know, look, they are not legal for use and you shouldn't be doing it. However, I think what we have seen is probably what I would consider as an amount of sensible approaching or a sensible approach towards this over the last year. The problem is, Matt, that the scooters are now so almost prolific. I mean, I really do see a dozen every day as I go for a walk or a run in the morning. And, you know, people are using them to commute. They're using them for fun. But why it's really important at the minute is I think over the last 12 months, we've seen how cities have changed. We've seen the shift in mobility. We've seen people becoming more conscious about how they get around, electric bikes, electric scooters. And we know that we're going to have a number of scooter rental companies coming to Ireland. So it is critical for a variety of reasons that this legislation happens soon.
We have Duncan Robertson with us, who's General Manager for the UK and Ireland region for DOTT, D-O-T-T. What does DOTT do, Duncan?
Thank you for having me, by the way. We operate e-scooters and e-bikes across 16 cities in Europe. I understand a lot of the issues that have been raised here, and there's definitely some real grey areas in the legislation at the moment, but we're campaigning to try and get the laws changed, bring them up to speed, up to the levels of many or most of the other European countries, and make sure that grey area and that ambiguity is removed so that people can use this, what is effectively a really good, safe, convenient way of getting around on a day-to-day basis.
Are you offering the services in Ireland at all at present?
Not at the moment, for the reasons that were just explained. We can't offer our services on the streets. So we're definitely really interested to see how the legislation pans out. And we, as I say, we're trying to influence the way that happens. But at the moment, no, we're not operating in Ireland, but we very much hope to in the future.
And if you were to come to Ireland, how would you offer your services? How many e-scooters would you have? Would you have them parked up like in the way that we have bikes at the moment, not electric bikes, but ordinary bikes that are available for hire?
Absolutely. Parking is a totally critical element of this, particularly with shared use scooters that we operate. So obviously, just like the bike scheme that you've got, the scooters are left outside, freely accessible for people to use. We've actually just commissioned a parking report for Dublin itself to suggest that we really need to identify key locations where we put these parking bays. And the approach that we take is we just simply don't allow people to park a scooter outside of one of those bays. I think the critical message here is that good parking is not optional. We have to make sure that people are parking in a responsible way. This makes it has a huge number of benefits for everyone involved. For people that aren't riding scooters, it means that there's a much greater level of safety. There's an orderly and tidiness around the way that the scooters are left in the city. From a local authority perspective, it's much easier to incorporate into the public realm, so we can take out a few parking bays or some other areas, car parking bays or some other areas, and implement parking bays for scooters. The other element,
Duncan,
for yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, Duncan, would you be hoping to do this outside of Dublin in cities like Cork, Limerick, Galway, Waterford as well?
Absolutely, we're very interested in the whole of Ireland. Dublin is a very interesting prospect for us because it's obviously on the larger side, but certainly the other areas that you've spoken about, we've already had conversations with local authorities there who seem very, very interested.
People jump on a bike, they've learned how to cycle a bike. Would you not be concerned that people would hire these e-scooters, hop on them and not know properly how to use them and could injure themselves, causing liability for you or others that they might hit?
Absolutely. And what we do is we've got a number of ways that we can train people up. We have online training modules to show people how to ride a scooter. We also have offline on street training that we offer in cities, particularly around when we launch, which again just gives the people the opportunity to give it a go in a safe environment, get used to it. It's an opportunity for us to give people knowledge around road use and how to signal properly, how to turn properly, all these kind of key things that will help make scooter riding as safe as possible.
Okay.
And we share our messages throughout.
I know you're a keen runner. I know you cycle. You've been testing these e-scooters. Do you see it as something that will become very popular if there was to be a rental scheme?
I do, Matt. And recently I tested Wind Mobility, and like Duncan's company Dot, I think Wind Mobility, Tier, and a number of other companies are coming to Ireland. And Wind asked me to test their scooter, which I did. And it was absolutely nothing like how I imagined. It is not like the sort of scooter that you buy in the shop for fun. This is a big scooter, incredibly robust, the helmet built in. The one I tested had a hand sanitizer built in also, and incredibly effective. And I also felt much safer than I expected to, because it has this very big sort of board where you ride. I felt really safe on it. And interestingly, your question to Duncan about, people injuring themselves or hurting themselves, I did come across a scooter project in Nottingham, and I think that's Wind Mobility as well. And they've said that anybody who rents a scooter needs to be over 16 and at least have a provisional driving license. And I think the RSA, in considering legislation here, I think that's probably a good idea, so that people know the rules of the road before they get on a scooter.
Thank you very much, Andy O'Donoghue, for joining us for Tech Tuesday. Duncan Robertson, General Manager for UK and Ireland region of Dot.
Today FM's Last Word on Tech with Matt Cooper.